probably noticed there haven't been videos for a little bit. I mean, I have kept on uploading the shorter kind of TikTok type things, but I'm talking about the long form podcast. Well, long story short, my internet is terrible. It doesn't really work that well. I've had so many outages and I'm trying to get it fixed. And so it just makes it kind of impossible to have anything resembling a reliable live stream. So once those are fixed, obviously that's going to be back up. So sorry for those outages. Everything's going to be back up before you know it. But also, this is probably a good time to transition to this kind of channel relaunch I've been thinking of doing for a while. I've kind of kept this thing as a side project for a few years to just, you know, see where it went, see what I could do, see what I could learn. But I kind of want to get a little bit more serious about it now. And so as a result of that, I'm kind of planning out content a little bit better, being more intentional about things, going to be launching a bunch of NFTs and stuff, like I might have mentioned before, up some production values, things like that. And so when we're back in full steam with everything, you have a lot of cool things to look forward to. So first off, in between interviews in the past, I've done kind of short, like, you know, 10, maybe 15, 20 minute at most videos exploring a topic, like a narrated educational video. And so I'm going to give a crack at making a much more in-depth and longer form version of those, especially now that, you know, I figured out chapters for YouTube and Odyssey has them too, et cetera, et cetera. And it's to actually go pretty deep into a video, kind of rather than just, oh yeah, let's listen to this thing this week. Probably I'm going to start doing once every month, start to do like an actual long exploration, maybe up to like an hour long or maybe more depending on how cool it is, but like a detailed kind of thing that can be kind of like an authoritative piece on a subject. Like probably one of the first ones I'm going to come out with is a value proposition one about why does crypto exist? Like, why do we care? And just sort of have one definitive thing for the newbie. If a newbie does not understand why this all matters, it just watch this video. You can skip around to the chapters and it should just deliver everything they kind of want to know. So I'm going to probably try to do one of those every month. And then two of the other weeks in the month have like an interview, like a, you know, an interview with a guest, that kind of thing. And then probably take a week off. And of course, keep on doing the live shows I've done before, except with reliable internet, which is, you know, a big one, of course. Now, one big difference with the live shows, although this will also affect kind of the rest of things, is I'm going to be adding a lot more ways to, that's one thing I've been pondering over a long period of time, is making this thing into a business. How do people tend to do that? And unfortunately, the old model that's used by like big podcasters like Joe Rogan and stuff is just offer this nice, cool service for free, but then shill for random products in little different pieces. And of course, as someone who lives on crypto and is going to be exploring that more in depth and show you guys a little bit more about more on that later, obviously there are services and things I'd recommend. And obviously I will put in referral links and stuff like that, but it's not going to be a main thing. I don't want to make my living just basically luring you guys in with free content and then just, haha, by the way, listen to me shill this random product that you're just going to skip past anyway. So rather, while just giving everything out for free like you do these days, right? I've thought of how do I give scarce things that people value away to people? So then that can be kind of an angle. And so one thing I've kind of figured out is subscriber NFTs make a ton of sense. And part of this is also, honestly, I'm exploring the technology. I want to see what works. I want to explore practical applications for more than just digital currency, more than just digital content, like the way this is all uploaded on the library blockchain, for example, but to actually kind of add every element into that. So I've already learned how to mint a few different NFTs that basically grant special rights, where I experiment with the Discord server, for example, where actually if you have a certain NFT, there's a bot that will allow you in or kick you out if you get rid of it. So it's literally just like a digital ticket to get into stuff, as well as I can update parts of this. Even though it's an immutable artifact that, you know, you can't change, there is some changeable information as part of these things. So I'm going to start to, you know, obviously there's a series of those I'm going to start giving away to guests of the show, but also I'm going to start selling other ones, so that's kind of a way of, if you have this, and then of course, if you You just buy it because you think I'm going to be big someday. You can resell it at a later stage and that person can just get it and you make, you know, profit off of it or whatever. However it turns out, then you get access to special live super chats and stuff. I've done that like Cointree thing for a long time and I'm probably going to still have that as an option, but it just, it's a little clunky to do in real time. And it just, a lot of people would just rather, you know, pay once for something or, and then just be in there and there all the time. And so basically going to start off with that. And at some point I would like to do like actually sell NFTs for space on the actual show and podcast, like a piece behind like a banner or something like that, but like sell it as whoever has the NFT for this quarter can do something like that. I'm exploring a lot of cool things with that. And obviously that shows up most in live shows because when you're in a live show, right, you just, oh, I have the NFT, I'm here. I can go start to type away and just interact live like that. But of course, for the other ones, there'll be a bunch of other like offline kind of ways of doing this where, you know, if you have one of these things, you can contribute, you can say some things, and that'll be included in future episodes and stuff like that. And since I figured out a pretty cool shooting location, I might start to have in-person podcasts where it's probably not live because, you know, it's a little weird, but to have an actual kind of in-person thing rather than just virtual, just via Zoom or Jitsi or whatever else, where, you know, just actually sit down with someone, maybe over a drink, and just chat in a more kind of intimate setting and put that out. And so, yeah, that's basically an overview of the kinds of stuff you could expect to show up on the channel in the future, in the very near future, after I get this whole thing settled. The other thing is I realized a large chunk of demand for me and my expertise comes from the people who want to live on crypto, right? Because that's my little gimmick, I guess. I'm the live on crypto guy, and it's not a gimmick. It's just how I learn why this stuff is valuable. And if it is valuable, you should be using it, right? And so I did the How to Live on Crypto series in 2020, and it was, you know, very popular. But I want to remake it, maybe into a condensed, like a one-shot video, which just has chapters and has a little bit more information and things like that. But also I want to start going into, you know, how to earn crypto, or the big one, which I'm kind of going through myself right now, is how to build a business on crypto, where every single thing that you do, how do you get it out of the fiat world? How do you maybe even avoid having a business bank account? Who knows? That would be really cool if I could figure that out. I'll let you know, but it'll be in there. And yeah, just release more how-to content things. So basically, yeah, that's the kind of stuff you can look forward to in the future. To reiterate, obviously, once my internet gets fixed, live shows are coming back with the whole channel relaunch. I'm doing a longer form video each month that you can kind of, it's kind of evergreen, you can kind of recommend as like a deep exploration so people can really understand a topic. And I'll keep on doing live, and I'll keep on doing non-live podcast discussions, and eventually in-person podcast discussions. And of course, I'm exploring this NFT-powered kind of way of bringing you guys into the experience, as well as, once I figure that whole thing out, a way to enable people who only have fiat, which that might actually end up being a big chunk of my audience, right? People who want to explore this living on crypto thing, and they just, all they have is fiat right now, but a way of, for them to participate without, you know, first buying crypto and then sending it to me and all this kind of stuff, to just kind of go right into that stuff. So basically, yeah, that's what I had planned, maybe a couple of weeks out or something is kind of what we're looking at. In the meantime, while my internet sucks, I'm going to every Friday do a news recap thing solo, which is not live, unfortunately. I'll still start putting it out around the same time, so you guys can have your Friday fix of that. I'll still keep on putting that kind of stuff out and then work on some other stuff like interviews from people that might not fit that kind of criteria of what I'm aiming for in the future, but it might be good to get in. Maybe I'll start looking into some like in-person podcast things. Who knows? We'll see. But yeah, basically keep the ball rolling and work on some other fun stuff. There's also a couple of creative slash more artistic kind of videos I've been meaning to make for a long time on this whole subject. That's kind of less just me talking about stuff and might be a little bit more fun, right? And I might start working on that a little bit. And yeah, I was kind of transition into this, you know, newer, better, more awesome more sustainable, everything else channel. So I've probably rambled long enough, and especially since you're going to see me probably tomorrow when I do like a news recap thing, that's probably enough for right now. But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, of course, if you're watching, and I will see you guys before you know it. And yeah, it's going to be great. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and donate to support the show by going to my Cointree page. That's cointr.ee/thedesertlinks, and leave a message with your donation. Check out the show's sponsors. Live on crypto with BitRefill. Buy absolutely anything with crypto with Shop and Bit. Avoid content censorship with Odyssey. Protect your privacy online with NordVPN. Get paid to search with Presearch. All links are in the show notes.